It's never going to work that way because women only put guys in the friend zone that they don't like.
Welcome to the Anthony Spade Channel.
Welcome back to the Anthony Spade Channel. Before we get started, I want you to watch the entire video. If you like the video, comment, like, subscribe at the end of the video. But first, watch the entire video. Okay, today we're going to be talking about why men and women cannot be friends. And the reason why I'm saying that is because there's a challenge going around right now where on TikTok, a lot of women are telling their guy friends that they're horny and they want to be with them. And they're seeing what type of results are happening. They're seeing that the guy friend that they thought was only looking at them as a friend actually liked them, all right? So today I'm gonna do a video on why men and women can never just be friends, all right? First, guys always wanna sleep with the girl, no matter what. There's no such thing as she's just my friend. No, it's you're just so beta. If she's not a cousin, a auntie, or grandma, or somebody in that room, trust me, you like her, all right? You just play the friend role so you're next to her. That's what a lot of you beta males think. You think just because you cool with all the girls that you're a man of many women. No, you're not. A man of many women is a man that has many women to sleep with, not many women to hang around. You have to realize, if women are very comfortable hanging around you as a man, she thinks that you and her are just friends, but you're just beta. And women need to understand that too. You know that you only hanging out with the guys because you and other girls don't get along. If you and other girls are not getting along, that means that somebody is sleeping around. That typically what happens when girls start being catty and petty. It means that one of the other girls has been doing too much sleeping around, and then you start hanging around your guy friends. Your guy friends are just friends who wants to sleep with you, but is not confident enough to put the game on you. And you accept him because he comes across like a gay guy, all right? So, for rule number one, a man always wants to have sex with a woman, no matter what. Next, connection and romance is different, all right? And the reason why I say that is because the guy is gonna always look at a woman romantically, all right? No matter what he says, he's always looking at a woman romantically. But a woman will have a connection with him on a friendly level, which means that if she's getting her heart broken, he's there to pick up the phone. She needs somebody to talk to, he's right there. She wants to go out to dinner, he's right there. He's there to play all the roles of a boyfriend whenever she doesn't have a boyfriend, right? But she's doing it on a friendly level. He's hoping one day he can outlast the asshole that she talks to him about. So he's looking at it in a romantic way. Like, all right, when she gets done with all these assholes, she's gonna remember all the nice things that I did for her. So a guy is always helping a woman romantically whenever they're in a relationship. It's just that he's not being romantic towards her. He's coming across as a friend, but the beta male has an end game. And his end game is, if I stick around, I will eventually get her because she's going to appreciate all the nice things that I'm doing for her right now. When at the end of the day, that's not what's going on. Some women actually believe that you are their guy friend, right? Because you're not trying to have sex with them. That's how she sees it. He's not trying to have sex with me. He's cool. So she doesn't see you as a threat at all. And that's one of the biggest confusions that women cannot understand. All the nice things that he's doing to you is for later in the future, you give in when you realize the assholes were not working out. He's only there to do the things that the asshole's not doing. Next, the phrase, you should marry your best friend, or the person you marry should be your best friend, is a complete myth. The closer a man gets to a woman that's non-romantically or non-infatuation, the more of a beta she starts to look at him, all right? That's one thing that men need to understand too. You're not supposed to be in the friend zone, go in the friend zone, and camp out in the friend zone. The friend zone is a zone that you're supposed to be at temporarily. But a lot of guys park themselves in the friend zone whenever it comes to a woman because they just like being around her. They like the character that she has become and that they are adapting to. But when it comes to marriages, period, and it comes to being in a relationship, period, a man and his woman should always have two separate lives. I feel like women should always have a life with a woman, and a man should have a life with men to remind themselves that they're men. But what happens is a lot of these guys, when they start liking a woman, they start to become a do boy amongst her and her friends. So he's the guy that takes all her friends to the club. He's the guy that takes all her friends to the mall. He's the driver. He's the one with the car that the women are following around. No, you're the beta male. You guys are friends, but once again, he's doing this with intentions that one of those girls, in some way, somehow, is going to like him. All right? Why? Because a man and a woman cannot be best friends at all. Best friends have a different type of emotion than a lover. Understand that. Once someone has places you, especially a woman, in a friend zone, she's never going to look at you as a protector, ever. She's never going to look at you as a dominant alpha one. It's never going to work that way because women only put guys in the friend zone that they don't like. Next, jealousy. Jealousy is a very important one. That's another reason why they can't be jealous. that's another reason why men and women cannot be friends. It's because let's say he accepts the fact that this is his friend. When he starts dating other women, she's going to get jealous at that, right? And then if she starts to go see other men, he's going to get jealous of that. Why? Because one is always liking the other, no matter what. The other is just afraid to tell the other person. That's what's always happening. In every relationship between a guy and a woman, it's always a connection. One likes the other more than what's actually going on. So jealousy plays a part, all right? Jealousy is going to be like, we're friends, but I know she's with another guy right now, and it's making me mad. And then with the woman, it's like, we're friends, but I wonder what he sees in her. I wonder what he likes with her. That's what happens when everything is all good and everyone decides to go their separate ways and actually play like this friendship is just a friendship. At some point, that friendship is going to get stuck in the friend zone. And there's going to be jealousy to the point where when there is jealousy, the other's just going to be like, all right, I don't even want to talk to that person no more. That's what's going to happen between man and woman. You can never just be friends. You're either going to be lovers or you're going to be gay acquaintances. Next, when it comes to these men and women friendships, most of the confusion is going to happen when you guys are spending a lot of time with each other and people start to think that you're actually a couple. Right? And then one's happy when they hear that, but the other's not. But what does it do? It forces both of you to look at each other differently than what you've ever looked at each other before. So when you do look at each other for someone saying, oh, you two may make a good couple, what you do, you immediately look at the flaws of that person. See, people ignore each other's flaws when there's no threat or there's no type of emotional damage that can be done. But when you start thinking about a relationship and being with somebody and you start thinking outside the friendship of how far it can go, you start paying attention to flaws in a person. So the more a man and a woman is friends, but they're walking around doing things like a couple would do and people start looking at them like, oh, you guys should be a good couple. No, that's going to ruin the entire friendship because it's going to force you to pay attention to their flaws. See, it's easy to deal with somebody's attitude on a friendly level. It's hard to deal with somebody's attitude when you feel like you're responsible for making them happy. That's what a lot of guys don't understand. A lot of guys don't understand, like, you and that girl that you think is just your friend, she's telling you a whole bunch of shit because you're not a threat. If you was a threat, you wouldn't be getting those conversations. And it's the same thing with a woman. If a man really likes you, he would not pursue you the same way as your guy friend. The chances are, what's going to normally happen in these situations, the woman at some point is going to move on and have a man. And her little beta male guy friend is gonna have a hard time dating for the rest of his life. And that's why men and women can never be friends. It's because there's always sexual attention there. But the more beta he is, the more in the friend zone she put him, and she starts to think that he don't like her that way, when he really do, he's just scared to say something, all right? This is Anthony Spade. Hopefully I was able to get the message across. My videos go to my Patreon before they come here. Comment, like, subscribe. Hasta la vista.